WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan firefighters put out 2 house fires yesterday that were both started by the misuse of space heaters.
One of them's cord was trapped under heavy furniture and had caused a shorting problem in it, and the other one had been modified and was being used differently than designed, and the modifications caused problems for it.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says occupants of a home on Highway 21 east of the Castle Heights neighborhood escaped injury despite the home not having smoke detectors. There were also no injuries to those living on William Joel Bryan north of Sue Haswell Park. No firefighters were hurt. 2 years ago, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals threw out a Brazos County District Court jury's decision to give a College Station man the death penalty. Yesterday afternoon, another jury spent 1.5 hours to decide to resentence 52-year-old Stanley Griffin to life in prison for the September 2010 strangulation death of Jennifer Haley. Griffin will be eligible for parole in 30 years. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has unanimously changed the way A&M's senior academic leaders are hired. Faculty members could play a role in the future, but they will no longer have veto power in the selection of deans and department heads, among other positions. Regents Chairman Charles Schwartz of Houston says they're replacing a method that is being used by a very tiny minority of peer universities, and decisions are made by a low percentage of faculty members.
What we're trying to do, at least in my mind, is not to be counterproductive, but to open up more and better lines of communication rather than binary up or down votes by the faculty that preempt the process.
The decision to change the policy came on the same day the Regents named a new dean of A&M's College of Agriculture. Patrick Stover of Cornell University starts March 1st following the retirement of Mark Hussey. Dr. Stover was chosen from a field of 5 candidates that also included former A&M president Elsa Murano. The College Station City Council began last night's open meeting by naming an interim city manager. Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman will take over April 1st as Kelly Templin takes over operations at the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus. Gilman, a 1998 A&M graduate, joined the city in 2007 and has started his 5th year as deputy manager. The council had no other comments about additional compensation for Gilman or how the search for Templin's permanent replacement will be done. The Bryan City Council and Planning and Zoning Commission were introduced yesterday to consultants hired to develop a plan to annex the Rellis campus and surrounding area.
The primary goal here is really to help the A&M system protect their investment around the Rellis campus and for Bryan to grow in a responsible way and on that side of our city.
Bryan's Planning Department Manager Martin Zimmerman says the consultants have 5 months to present their recommendations. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 51 degrees. You can text us. That text line is open 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With consistency. With over 50 years experience, Ingram Wallace & Company provides clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. The relationship between accountant and client is not based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company. Put 50 plus years of experience to work for you. Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Find us online or call 776-2600.
Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush is a conservative who's fighting for Texas, and that means he's fighting for you. He campaigned for Donald Trump in 2016 and supports the Trump agenda in Texas. He took on the Obama administration over its attempt to illegally take private Texas property and stopped Obama from stealing our land. George P. Bush is fighting to save the Alamo for generations to come, fighting to give our veterans the support they need, fighting to reduce the size of government, fighting to improve our schools, and fighting to create more jobs and growth in Texas. Commissioner George B. Bush is a real conservative. He's pro-life, pro-gun, pro-traditional values, and he's the only true conservative in this race. Texas Commissioner George B. Bush, your commissioner, your conservative.
Political ad paid for by George B. Bush campaign. Good morning. It's 6:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commutes now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Cloudy for today. Temperatures are going to be up around 65 degrees. There is the possibility of a passing shower too later in the day. Scattered showers are possible through the night. Lows 55 to 60. Tomorrow clouds continue. There'll be a few showers around. High temperatures on Saturday near 70. Showers possible tomorrow night. Lows 40 to 45. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers Sunday. Much cooler. Highs only 45 to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie women's basketball. I say golf. Aggie women's basketball picked up a big win last night, 83-54 over the Ole Miss Rebels. It really was never close. By the way, it was special in more ways than one because Coach Gary Blair picked up his 350th win in Aggieland. Here's Coach.
That's what it's all about. Points and W's, they come and go. And unfortunately, losses sometimes come.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up.
Wow, that was pretty deep.
Yeah. I mean, points, wins, and points come and go.
Losses.
And sometimes so do losses.
Holy.
But
okay.
Anyways, yeah, Coach was pretty happy about the win, as you can imagine. So he was giving all the credit to the players and coaches before that have come through Aggieland.
Wow.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach and touching on other sports as well. All that more coming up in sports.
Well, sometimes losses happen, huh?
Okay. Sometimes they do.
Wow. Okay. Thanks.
Sometimes they do. You wish they didn't, but sometimes they do.
Yeah. Not for winners.
So that's right. So it's Friday?
It's Friday.
And it's going to be nice enough to actually be outside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. High near, I got 66 on my forecast.
Yeah, something like that.
Nice and.
We'll look around, see if we can find a forecast that's probably is
better.
Equally accurate,
yeah.
But has a different temperature on
okay.
it. Yeah.
Maybe the 70s. That'd be nice. There we go.
So I think that the what do you call us have started?
The Olympics.
The Olympics.
So in honor of that gold-dusted food from Buffalo Wild Wings is available starting tomorrow. Guests can ask for some bling on their wings.
That's pretty funny.
Yes, it is.
And is it like edible glitter?
Yeah, generous golden topping. It comes at no extra charge, so I guess it's not real gold, right?
Or expensive, yeah.
Yes, can be applied to any flavor that they've got on the menu. The gold is the wing chain's play on the whole thing. That
right.
is the Winter Olympics. Of course, you know, this is the first time that they've done anything since they merged with Arby's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did that, was that last week or something like that?
Yeah, I think earlier this week I reported it, yeah.
So as a result, we've got that. But we have our own salute to the Winter Olympics this morning.
Oh, good.
Winter Olympics. I don't care for the Winter Olympics. Didn't even know they get snow in South Korea.
I didn't either.
Hockey's cool, but what the hell is curling? If you don't know why they brush the ice, homie, I feel ya. Snowball fights, no snowball fights. Why are there no snowball fights? A gold medal in snowball fight, that's what I'm wishing. Cross-country skiing, could it be more boring? It's as exciting as watching ice fishing. And ice dancing is just figure skating with a different name. But topless ice slap dancing, they should add that to the Winter Games. Unless you have a bobsleigh or you are from Norway. I know you're not from Norway, the Winter Games are lame.
Oh, my.
There.
All of it. All of it.
Negative Nancy. Man.
Well, okay. Tell me, is there anything that you're going to actually capture to watch later?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't even think I can capture on my
okay, let me know
TV.
When we're kicking everybody else's butt. That's okay. All I care about.
Are you sure we're going to? I'm not, you know.
I don't know.
I don't feel like the winter ones, we usually excel quite as much.
No, because we don't train where long enough.
It's like global warming.
That's what it is. That's the other thing. See, now maybe that's it. Maybe we need to be watching the Winter Olympics because sometime they won't be able to have them.
Eventually, yeah.
You just have to go to the North Pole or the South Pole.
All
that's
the
true.
Snow will be melted.
And they'll have to do, build hotels and dorms.
Well, but then the polar ice caps will be flipped, right?
Yeah, so. But it'll still be cold.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Your thought?
Mm.
No?
Okay. Info?
Mation.
There's a few athletes that I'm on board with this year. That's all. I'm excited about some of them.
Like who?
Like Chloe Kim.
Oh,
17-year-old snowboarding queen.
Snowboarding.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be an athletic sport.
I like,
oh
I like
my
Shaun
gosh.
White.
Oh, my.
Shaun White's good.
Scott, snowboarding is super athletic.
Oh, it is. I agree.
Whether you have a swimming pool or are looking to build one, trust the pool guy. With a large professional staff, the pool guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The pool guy is the only local service center trusted by all pool manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the pool guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the pool guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the pool guy.
This is Chad Jones with Chad Jones Law. I've been working out at Brazos Valley MMA and Fitness for about a year now, and I love it. It's unlike any gym I've been to before. There are weights, of course, but the cool parts are the classes and trainers. The focus at BV MMA is getting you as fit as you have ever been by working with trainers who genuinely care about you. My favorite part is the boxing. Talk about a workout. Putting on the gloves and getting in the cage is a rush I can only get at BV MMA.
To learn more about private lessons, visit BVMMA.com. That's BVMMA.com.
Bryan Broadcasting and CHI St. Joseph Health invite you to participate in the third annual Grand Fondo Ride through the Brazos Valley. Saturday, March 3rd, cycle with hundreds of riders through the Brazos Valley countryside. The Grand Fondo race is presented by the Stella Hotel and Lake Walk. All proceeds raised from the race will benefit CHI St. Joseph Health's Cancer Center Services, where their promise is to identify and treat cancer and allow patients to live as normally as possible. Be a part of something amazing. Register a volunteer now at GrandFondoBCS.com.
There goes 617, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. My point is that just because it's athletic, it doesn't mean it belongs in the Olympics.
Yeah, well, there's some non-athletic things that are in the Olympics.
I know, and that's the deal. So I'm not sure that snowboard. I mean, the deal is snowboarding is probably more exciting than skiing. You get a chance to trick it out a little bit
yeah,
more.
Yeah,
true.
I mean, so I get that point, but
I just like there being a definitive winner. You know, I don't like sports that are decided by judges.
Okay.
Know what I mean?
That's, yeah, but that you didn't say that correctly.
I know what you mean.
Because there's still a definitive winner, but yeah.
It's not based on the judgment of an individual.
There's not points.
Maybe it's a definitive winner to you.
That's well,
right. No, I agree. I could never have played a sport where I was being judged and it was like, so, I mean, I PA'd for the equestrian meet
right.
last weekend.
Yeah.
There's one judge and she just pulls this score out of thin air.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's who wins, you know? And so I mean, obviously there's things that go into
yeah, not to talk trash about the good judges, but obviously there's been a long history, whether it's in the,
right.
the Olympics or other things mm-hmm. of judges allowing either personal feelings or just plain bribery to get in the way of, you know,
right.
actually judging correctly. So that's, yeah.
I understand, but you can't take all the judged sports out of the Olympics.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they're not my cup of tea.
So now, but you still have to judge, like, did they bump somebody?
Right.
Did they, you know, did the baton, for instance, in the Summer Olympics, did the baton get passed outside the box that we're supposed to? So there's a need for judges, but
mm-hmm.
you're just talking about it from a scoring
But that's
standpoint.
Instant. You can have yeah. instant
right.
replay.
But he's talking about, like, figure
yep.
skating
yeah.
or, yeah,
so
even
now,
snowboarding.
Yeah.
So I guess, I mean, you have certainly more experience at equestrian than either of us
yes.
do combined.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's
a very interesting sport.
I'm just are there any altercations or confrontations in the parking lot with the judge afterwards? You know,
no. And the bigger meets, you know, the national meets and probably the qualifying meets. There's usually two judges per event, so they take an average at least. But at some of these, you know, I guess pre-conference meets
yeah.
or whatever, there's only one judge.
That's crazy. I thought there was several. I thought there was a panel like
oh,
they
no.
have, you know, kind of
yeah.
like an ice skating.
Mm-mm.
By the way, I watched I, Tonya this past weekend.
Oh, you did?
Great movie. Don't take the kids, obviously, but it's pretty foul mouth, but you as you can imagine, but still a good movie.
Well, the trailers I saw, yeah, were...
I would like to see it.
Yeah.
I would.
And again, they do talk to the camera.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
They... What do they call that? Breaking the fourth wall.
Right.
Okay.
So I just figure I can wait till it comes out on Netflix.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
I'm thinking I don't know that I gained anything from watching it at a big screen. How many people in the movie theater when you saw it?
It was pretty full for the most part. Yeah. I mean, it's got lots of good ratings
oh,
and won awards and people around here know. They
laughter.
Take notice.
Laughter?
Yeah, okay. yeah. There was laughter.
Was there applause?
There were tears. There were tears. There was laughter,
so
tears.
So many emotions.
Yeah. Up and down.
Wow, that's great. Okay.
Okay.
This is a very interesting day. There's a lot of stuff in it. It's Read in the Bathtub Day.
Oh, okay.
You know, there are houses that don't have bathtubs anymore. We
right.
were discussing, you know, wired phones the other day. That,
yeah.
You know, showers the world for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's National Bagel Day.
Ooh, you've been all about those bagels lately, Scott.
Absolutely. Bagels are cool.
I love bagels.
Yeah.
You put cream cheese on it?
Mm.
No, I don't.
Oh, but, he likes to eat things plain.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, have you seen I saw this picture, I think, on the internet, so it must be true. And there's a picture of Cheerios, and it said bagel seeds on it.
Oh, that's funny.
That's kind of cute.
That is cute. Yep.
And so it's National Toothache Day.
Ooh, yikes.
Okay. And I wonder if they're giving discounts today at
maybe
the dentist's
office
because
canals?
Of that. Sure. Why not? And National Pizza Day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Love
Heck yeah.
me some now, pizza.
You could combine those two and do like a pizza bagel thing.
Pizza bagels used to be
yep.
my jam.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
That was your deal, huh?
Oh, yeah. Loved pizza bagels.
Well,
the commercials were great, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's it's a smart thing to do because that way it's, you know, you don't eat the entire pizza because all you got is a bagel in front of you.
Yeah,
so that
pizza
probably,
bagel bites.
Yeah, yeah the bagel bites are really
that's what
that
I was thinking
jam.
About.
Pizza
yeah.
bagel bites.
Bites. That's what they're called, and okay. that's their formal name.
They're like little hot pockets of deliciousness.
Yeah, but they're just frozen. You stick them in the oven, and
they're good.
They're
yeah.
delicious.
That's it. All right, birthdays.
Oven, stick them in the oven. Birthdays for today. Michael B. Jordan is turning 31. Pretty good actor. He was in Creed, Fruitvale
uh-huh.
Station.
Oh, yeah.
I also think that he's in the new Black Panther movie.
I think so. I think you might be right.
Yeah, I've seen previews. I haven't actually seen the movie yet. But Rose Leslie is turning 31. She plays Ygritte on soap opera with swords.
Mm.
She's actually engaged to Jon Snow in real life.
Oh, yes, that one. Uh-huh.
So she's the redhead. So she's turning 31
yeah.
today. Tom Hiddleston turning 37. Plays Loki and Thor in the Avengers.
Sure.
He's been in a lot of other stuff,
he
too.
Has been, yeah.
But, yeah, he's turning 37 today. Charlie Day, very funny guy, plays Charlie on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yep.
He's turning 42. Travis Tritt, one of my favorites, he's turning 55 today.
Well, here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
So he's turning 55 today. So happy birthday to Travis Tritt. Holly Johnson is turning 58. Now, if that doesn't ring a bell, maybe Frankie Goes to Hollywood will.
Oh.
Relax, don't do it when you want to go to it. Relax.
You want to listen to the rest of it?
No.
You sure?
That's really.
You
enough.
Sure?
It's enough. Really. Wow.
Scott's going to run out of the studio and try
gonna,
to kill yeah. the Prime Minister of Malaysia.
I was going to gonna say I might have called in sick if I knew we were gonna play
well
that today,
sorry
but
anyways
okay.
but Holly Johnson from Frankie Goes to Hollywood
uh-huh.
turning 58. Charles Shaughnessy, Mr. Sheffield on The Nanny, turning 63.
Oh, okay.
He was also a vampire something.
I don't know.
My mom's in love with a vampire. It's a Disney movie.
Oh wow.
Oh,
okay.
Ciaran Hines 65.
Sure, why not?
He plays Mance Rayder in soap opera with swords.
Okay.
Dumbledore's
uh-huh.
brother Aberforth Dumbledore.
Oh, yes, of course.
There you go.
Oh, now that you say that.
Yeah. I probably don't know what he looks like in normal life, just in wizard life.
That's so weird that you like Harry Potter, but you haven't watched soap opera with swords.
That is not weird at all.
Yeah, I think that's kind of okay. strange. Judith Light's turning 69. Who's the boss?
Uh-huh.
Transparent.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci is turning 75 today.
The two Utes. Yeah.
So he's turning 75. He's an angry little man. Carole King is turning 76.
It's easier than learning your ABCs. So come on, do the locomotion with me.
My goodness, you're young, aren't you?
Yeah, so there you go.
I mean, Tapestry, which sold 11 billion copies. You could have played anything off Tapestry, and you instead play Come On and Do the Locomotion.
It's Friday, and I wanted the people to get up on their feet
okay.
and enjoy it,
all
Scott.
Right. Okay. But, yeah, she's, very talented lady.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. Go
ahead. That's all I got for birthdays.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Well, that's all right.
For Friday.
On Saturday, we have Umbrella Day. Hope you don't have to do that. National Cream Cheese Brownie Day.
Huh.
I've never had a cream cheese brownie.
I haven't either, but it sounds like you could really get in trouble.
No.
Yeah. You know, you could probably eat more than one if you had maybe
And just remember, cream
down.
Cheese has changed.
That's
so
right. We found that out yesterday.
Be careful with your recipes.
There you go. All right, and birthdays on Saturday.
Birthdays for tomorrow. Emma Roberts is turning 27. She's Julia's niece.
Yes.
Was on American Horror Story and Scream Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Roberts, by the way, is her daddy. Uzo Aduba.
Yeah. Really?
Crazy Eyes on Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
Turning 37.
She's a great actress.
I have not watched Orange is the New Black.
I haven't either.
Apparently Chelsea's a big fan.
Okay,
Elizabeth Banks is turning 44. She's pretty funny. She's in a lot of stuff. Power Rangers. Now, she's in those Pitch Perfect movies, too.
Oh,
and she's hilarious in those. Laura Dern, Bruce's daughter, turning 51.
Okay.
Plays Vice Admiral Holdo in Star Wars The Last Jedi. That's the latest one. Of course,
she was in
Jurassic Park. Yeah, there you go. Glenn Beck,
hey,
turning 54 today.
Yeah, I guess he's on the radio today.
Yeah,
probably.
I think so, unless he got Jeffy to fill in. But he's turning 54 today, so happy birthday to our buddy and friend of the show, Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
Greg Norman turning 63, the Shark.
Oh, yeah.
I love his golf balls and his apparel.
Mm-hmm. Got apparel. Yeah, got his shirt going on.
Same.
Oh, yeah. Roberta Flack is turning 81 today.
Wow. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly.
Oh, Lord.
You chose it.
I chose it, so therefore it's my fault that you sing along to it.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, she's turning 81 tomorrow.
Sure.
And perhaps murderer, we don't know, Robert Wagner is turning 88 tomorrow.
Say that? Wow.
I said perhaps murderer.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps. I didn't. I'm not saying that he did it, but,
but I'm
turning,
not saying he didn't.
He's turning 88 tomorrow. That's all I got for birthdays for Saturday.
We used to think he was such a nice guy. Donovan is 72. Donovan's kind of interesting. He did a song called Catch the Wind like 35 years ago, okay? And it was a hit then. And General Electric has started using it for their wind turbines that they use to generate electricity. I mean, I don't know if they had one in the Super Bowl, but I know they had one in the NFL playoffs. Here's this song from 35 years ago. Guy's still alive. He recut it especially for the commercial. Jim Cramer, he's the guy who screams about stocks on television, 63 on Saturday. Sunday, get out your guitar day.
Okay.
Random Acts of Kindness Week begins, too.
That's every week.
That's right.
Should be.
White Shirt Day.
Okay.
Satisfied Saying Single Day.
There we go.
and Make a Friend Day.
That's all right up my alley.
There
good job.
Go.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Birthdays
for Sunday. Taylor Lautner's turning 26.
Yep.
26.
Wow.
Jacob in the Twilight movies. Yeah. Adventures of Sharkboy and Lava Girl back in the day.
What have you done with your life?
Yeah.
Right.
Natalie Dormer is turning 36, plays Marjorie Tyrell on Soap Opera with Swords.
Oh, yeah.
She's also Moriarty on Elementary and Cressida on The Hunger Games. So there you go. Kelly Rowland,
yes. Destiny's Child.
She's turning 37 on Sunday.
Okay.
Matthew Lawrence, one of the Lawrence brothers, turning 38, plays Matt Donovan on Give Me a Break.
Sure.
There you go. Brandy, turning 39.
Oh.
Moesha, back in the day. Isaiah Mustafa. Now, you don't recognize this name. He's turning 44. He is the Old Spice commercials dude.
Okay.
And he also came back for a commercial. It was one of the Tide commercials.
Yeah, he did all the Tide ads in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. So, I know he did one. I didn't know if he did all of them or not. But anyways, he's also on that show Shadowhunters. We talked about that the other day. So your kid probably likes it. Sarah Palin is turning 54 on Sunday. So happy birthday to the Paliner.
Sure.
Sheryl Crow is turning 56.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
There was too many to pick from. Are you okay with this one, Scott?
Yeah. She's been here, you know.
Sheryl Crow, really?
Yeah. She came through like on a Sunday afternoon on some little tour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it wasn't like a real concert. She like got out in a parking lot somewhere and
That's
sang.
Cool.
Oh, that's still really cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I'd rather go to that.
Yeah.
Of course, she was dating Lance Armstrong for quite some time. Engaged, I believe. Jeb Bush is turning 65 on Sunday.
Yeah.
The Jebster.
Jeb.
So there you go. Burt Reynolds. Turning 82 on Sunday.
Wow.
So happy birthday to him and his stash. Tina Louise, 84, Ginger on Gilligan's Island. Don Wells is probably my favorite. I'm more of a Marianne kind of fan. She's turning, well, she is 80 now. And normally we don't do the deaths of folks, but I just had to put this one in here. Leslie Nielsen passed away in 2010, was born in 1926.
Oh,
there's did you know there's a fart joke on his grave marker?
Wow. What does it say?
I don't know. I didn't look it up.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, the whole fake news network CNN, well, they hit a new low for them even yesterday, suggesting Russian agents had infiltrated the National Prayer Breakfast. Yeah, the so-called news network reported as many as 60 Russians are expected to attend the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington. That's more than three times last year's number. And the spike in the number of Russians attending the event compared to last year comes amid multiple ongoing investigations into possible collusion, between the Hillary campaign and Russia and the Russian dossier coming from the Russian government. Now, what more can we expect from a network that mentioned the Trump-Russia investigation 61 times in only a 24-hour span? Just pathetic.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Jennifer Kashinka with your money now. Futures on Wall Street pointing to a higher open after stocks plunged again yesterday, sending the Dow Industrials down 1,032 points as investors continue to flee. The Dow and S&P 500 are now 10% below their record highs from just 2 weeks ago, entering what's considered a correction on Wall Street. The market's former leaders, including tech companies, took some of the worst losses. AIG posted fourth quarter loss of $6.6 billion as the global insurance conglomerate was affected by the wildfires in California last year and took a $6.7 billion hit from the recent U.S. tax law changes. AIG says 2018 will be a year in which it diversifies its business and pursues profitable growth. Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi is teaming up with SoftBank to help Japan's taxi industry deploy cars more efficiently in a move likely to stymie the ambitions of Uber in the country. Crude oil down 66 cents at $60.49 a barrel. That's your money now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. On the same day, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents announced the flagship university's new dean of the College of Agriculture. The board voted to reduce the influence that faculty will have over the future selection of deans and other senior academic leadership positions. The Ag School dean is coming from the Ivy League. Dr. Patrick Stover starts March 1st after working at Cornell University. He was among five finalists who included former A&M president Elsa Morano. Before that, the Regents took away veto power the faculty has during the selection process. The Speaker of the Faculty Senate, Angie Hill Price, asked the Regents to delay a decision or drop the idea.
The Chancellor has talked about all the wonderful things that have happened in our system and the extraordinary accomplishments that have happened at this university and elsewhere. And this has been achieved through the guidance of academic leaders who went through these processes. They were very successful in making sure that the faculty and stakeholders who are essential in the development of our university were listened to and engaged in the process.
Regents Chairman Charles Schwartz of Houston says the change was in part due to aligning A&M's policy to a majority of peer universities and in part because a low percentage of faculty members were involved in the decision-making process.
What we're trying to do, at least in my mind, is not to be counterproductive, but to open up more and better lines of communication rather than binary up or down votes by the faculty that preempt the process.
The revised policy gives the Regents, Chancellor, and President the option of including faculty and other university stakeholders. Consultants hired by the Bryan City Council are spending 2 days in town to start collecting information that could lead to annexing land in and around the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus.
They were selected because they had a good plan of work, we thought, as to who to reach out to. It looked to us like they did their homework really well, and so we're excited to be working with them. And they actually have a team that includes a planner, a law firm, as well as an engineering firm, and the market analysis firm.
Planning manager Martin Zimmerman says the consultants will also meet with A&M system officials and property owners near Rellis, including those in the Smetana community along Highway 21. The consultants have 5 months to present their recommendations to the city council.
Whatever their recommendation is at that point, the council has a decision to make how to proceed. If that happens, then we'll be probably looking at another contract of sorts to actually go about doing that, depending on which way the council decides to go. And at that point, yes, there are going to be required public hearings.
Zimmerman, speaking on our show, says the consultants were hired to develop 3 possible annexation scenarios with a fiscal impact analysis for each one. Last night's College Station City Council meeting began with a unanimous vote naming Chuck Gilman interim city manager.
Congratulations, Mr. Gilman.
Condolences, Mr. Gilman.
Now, come on.
Congratulations given by Carl Mooney and James Benham were the only comments. Nothing was said about additional compensation for Gilman when he begins his new duties April 1st, or how the council will look for a permanent successor for Kelly Templin, who is taking over operations at the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus. Gilman, who just started his 5th year as a deputy manager, has been with the city for 11 years. The Federal Railroad Administration is extending its deadline for public comment about a proposed Texas bullet train.
The plan is to run a high-speed train between Houston and Dallas with possible long-term extensions to Fort Worth and to Monterrey, Mexico. Texas Central Partners is met with resistance, especially in the Brazos Valley area. The deadline for public comment is now extended from February 20th to March 9th. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 51 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. Be part of the show. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year. Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest.
Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Why wait for your money? H&R Block has up to $3,000 in a refund advance loan available today. Visit our location in College Station on Texas Avenue next to Kohl's or in Bryan at the corner of 29th and Carter Creek Parkway. H&R Block.
This President's Day, we are pleased to welcome Jeffrey Engel to the Bush Presidential Library and Museum for a discussion of his most recent book, When the World Seemed New, George H.W. Bush and the End of the Cold War. The discussion will take place February 20th starting at 6 p.m., followed by a reception and book signing. For more information and to register, visit bush41.org. That's bush41.org. In 1985, Aggies Bill and Sandra Trainer opened their very first Wolf Creek Car Wash. Today, they are pleased to announce their recently renovated Wolf Creek Car Wash at Rock Prairie. Find free do-it-yourself vacuums, stay-in-your-car vehicle car washes, and oil change opportunities like you've never seen before. Be sure to join in the celebration at Wolf Creek Car Wash at Rock Prairie on Monday, February 12th at 10 a.m. Register for prizes and giveaways. Wolf Creek Car Wash and Oil Change at Rock Prairie. Car wash open 24 hours to serve you.
Good morning, 641, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs from the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent. Your nationwide agent is part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Clouds are here. They're here to stay right through the weekend. Looks like we warm up quite a bit through Saturday, and then much cooler weather arrives by Sunday. Cloudy today. There's the chance of a couple of showers later in the day. Highs near 65. Scattered showers overnight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Showers tomorrow, close to 70. Tomorrow night, scattered showers. Lows 40 to 45. Mostly cloudy, breezy, with a few showers on Sunday. Cooler, 45 to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, number 14, Texas A&M Women's Hoops got a big win last night, 83-54 over Ole Miss. Now, it was special in more ways than one. It marked the 350th win for Coach Gary Blair at Texas A&M.
All the great coaches I've had over the years, the great players that played here at A&M, it's been pretty special. So I've had 15 of my best years of my life here.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach Blair coming up, as that was a monumental win. Also, the Aggie men will be back in action tomorrow as they welcome number 24 Kentucky to town. Should be a big one.
The Wildcats.
Yes, very good.
That'd be good. Yes.
Very good, Chelsea.
A little off my game yesterday.
Remember that from yesterday. Yeah.
And number 6 Texas A&M softball is hosting University of Houston this afternoon. What's their mascot?
Oh, the Cougars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Is it the Lady Cougars or just the Cougars?
I think it's just the Cougars.
I think it's just the Cougars.
I don't know
of
a lot of places. I think a lot of teams have taken the Lady off the front of it. So they've kind of followed Texas A&M's, example. So we'll hear a little bit about the softball players, or from the softball players and Coach Joe Evans coming up.
There goes 6:43. So, Chelsea, big day in sports.
Yeah, huge day in sports.
And I mean, like sports history.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm,
in
that too.
1895, right?
Okay, yeah.
You know, sure.
Yeah.
And what I say, William G. Morgan?
Uh-huh.
I mean, are you down with that? You remember that?
I'm down with it. Sure,
okay.
Scott.
It was on this date in 1895.
Yeah, of course.
William G. Morgan invented
volleyball.
That's right.
No. But what was its name?
Mintonette.
Mintonette. Yes. It was like a take on badminton.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Except you used your hands or fist.
Right.
By the way, he was only 25 in 1895.
Oh,
so.
Okay. So, well.
The Godfather.
The Godfather of volleyball.
By the way, I did find Leslie Nielsen's grave marker.
Uh-huh.
It says, let her rip.
We had Leslie on the show one time.
Really?
Yeah, we had
this. Oh, that's awesome.
We had this.
Why don't we have anyone cool on the show now, Scott?
Well, he's dead.
Yeah, can't have Leslie Nelson on the show.
Well, not him necessarily. I mean, that would be
just
tough.
It was this. I mean, there was a great prep service that we had that would just get us numbers of people, and they would pick up the phone.
They don't really do that anymore.
They don't. And it was back in the day, but cell phones were not that ubiquitous. So
true.
It was, I mean, and he picked up the phone, and actually I called him to tape it because I knew that calling California at this time of the morning wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Called about 2:30 in the afternoon or so, and he picked up the phone. He said, "Good morning, Mr. Harrison. Good afternoon, Mr. Harrison." I went, "No, this isn't Mr. Harrison."
Oh.
I said, "Who?" He said, "This is a radio station in Texas. We'd like to talk to you." He said, "Well, I really don't have time." And then he hung up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they don't do that very much. But
so
anyway.
We didn't have him on. We didn't actually have him on the show then.
Well, no, I mean, I played that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he was on the show,
yeah,
Zach.
So it just, he wasn't live, but I did that out of a courtesy.
Oh.
As opposed to some lady from Sanford and Son who we called and woke her up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Was you guys it, were kind of
was
jerks.
It Aunt, was it?
Yeah, it's whoever the lady was.
Yeah, really?
Yep, we did. Yep,
sucker.
Matter of fact, yeah,
yes,
yeah, we had her on, but she was fine.
Yeah,
after,
I bet.
After she woke up.
So
Leslie Nielsen actually did the interview or no?
Yeah, he did. Well,
I'm
but
so
that
confused.
That was the whole interview. I mean,
oh,
that was
okay.
It. Yeah.
Aww.
They don't have. Well, the only we told you that one, and we played it right. Willard Scott. We played the Willard Scott.
Yes,
interview,
I think
and,
I. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And from the, when he was the weatherman on the Today Show. So anyhow, so we got that. But so just in case. If you want to go out and celebrate today, Chelsea, get with
volleyball.
Some of your former teammates maybe and get together and celebrate the invention of volleyball.
Sure.
With a rousing game.
Yep. So there you go.
A match.
Let's see what else. Oh gosh, the government was shut down for 7 hours and we didn't
Woo!
Even feel it.
We slept right through
we
it.
We did.
On this vote, the yeas are 240, the nays are 186. The motion is adopted without objection. The motion reconsiders laid upon the table.
Yeah.
He talks fast.
Boom.
Well, look, the bartenders were out there. They had the Bloody Marys already. Well, I don't know. But I'm just saying. It was, what is that, like 5 o'clock? This 4:30 this morning.
Morning. I was up.
Yeah, exactly. So you got a chance to see
Where's
a bunch
my Bloody Mary?
Yeah, I got to see a bunch of old white guys shuffling out of the Senate going, now I got to get up in 3 hours and get
I'm
on an
so
airplane
tired.
To go home.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, I had to work so hard. And they got mad. They got mad at Rand Paul because he, you know,
was delaying things,
slowed the process up. Yeah, like none of them have ever done that.
No.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe he just wanted to get like a resolution on his neighbor not beating him up when he mowed his lawn again. That'd be kind of fun, you know. But I don't know.
Now maybe I know why he got beat up.
That could be when again. You know, they do a great job of patting themselves on the back, and so we're glad that the government is still open.
Still
and
running.
Can keep spending money for us.
Wasn't his neighbor a doctor, too? Right?
I think so.
Wasn't it a fight amongst doctors?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah, dueling docs.
Dueling docs.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, it's all in the family, yours and mine. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line. We have a long and successful history of taking care of the Brazos Valley. For 35 years.
And Bottom Line has been best in the Brazos for 12 years. Amazing job, Mom.
Thanks, John. You have been a great help the past several years. So everyone, get ready for excellent service at Bottom Line Bookkeeping.
Become a part of our Bottom Line Bookkeeping family. Call 691-2345 today.
Remember, at Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
My ribs are often bruised. My elbows have assumed quick reflex. It seems that my pitch isn't perfect, and my musician wife keeps nudging me up or down every time I sing. It's been that way for the decades that we've been married. And so it is that I nudge gently into several landscaping scenes. They're places where I see gardeners taking their efforts off focus. I'll be back with details. I'll explain them right after this message. Get your new gardening year off to a great start with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You can order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week or from neilsperry.com anytime 24/7. That's NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, this newest book of mine is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. If you go into stores or on Amazon, that's the book you're going to be getting. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed, only $31.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed. Again, 800-752-4769 or order at neilsperry.com. Your house is the biggest piece of artwork that you'll ever own. You need to think of it as a magnificent painting, and everything you do should showcase its beauty and conceal the blemishes. You need a lovely frame for your painting, and that frame comes in the form of the landscape. The landscape's function is to complement the artwork, not to draw undue attention from it. You wouldn't choose pink polka dots for your Monet's frame. You would look for something tasteful and simple, probably elegant, perhaps natural, and that frame would be in scale with the size of the artwork. On to the specifics. Here are some ways I see gardeners getting too cute with their landscaping, taking its true purpose off course. Almost every one of us has tried one or two of these. First of all, we forget the focal point. The place you want to draw viewers' eyes will be your front door. It is to your house what Mona Lisa's eyes are to her beauty. Never forget it as you design. We use narrow beds. This is the scale thing we talked about every once in a while here. If your house is two-story and if your property is reasonably large, the beds you design need to be appropriately sized. That might mean that they're a minimum of 5 to 7 feet wide. They might even roll out to 12 or 15 feet wide around corners and at the entryway. On the other hand, if you're landscaping a one-story home on a small urban property, bed widths need to be scaled back to 3 or 4 feet wide, broadening to 6 or 7 feet at corners. This whole scale and proportion thing can be compared back to the picture frames. If you're framing a large painting that will hang behind the sofa, you'll use a wider frame than you would for an 8x10 hallway photo of the family. Straight beds. These points build on one another. We've already alluded to the fact that your beds might have varying widths, wider at the entry and corners and narrowing in between. Your goal in landscaping is to create a pleasant natural meadow into which your house magically appears. Nature works in curves, almost never in straight lines. Attempting symmetry in an asymmetric world, most houses are not mirror images one side to the other. It's usually better not to use a mirrored landscape plan, so many people do, however. Oh, and square shrubs. If God had intended for us to have square shrubs, he would have given them to us. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:52. 14th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball picked up a huge win last night, rolling over Ole Miss 83-54 at Reed Arena. The victory was special in more ways than one, as it marked the 350th for Coach Gary Blair in Aggieland.
All the great coaches I've had over the years, the great players that played here at A&M, it's been pretty special. So I've had 15 of my best years of my life here. So that's what I'm happy about. Hopefully we've touched a few lives along the way and turned them into solid citizens out there that are contributing, using that Aggie degree and Aggie ring. That's what it's all about.
Freshman Kennedy Carter led the way with 26 points for the Aggs, who improved to 19-6 overall and 8-3 in SEC play. In the men's game last night, Cameron Johnson put up 18 points and pulled down 13 rebounds as number 21 North Carolina upended ninth-ranked Duke 82-78 in Chapel Hill. Elsewhere, number 16 Clemson blew past Pitt 72-48, and UCLA pulled off the upset over 13th-ranked Arizona 82-74 in Tucson. Now for Texas A&M, they'll be in action tomorrow as they welcome number 24 Kentucky to town.
The guys are fresh off an 81-80 upset at Auburn and are going for their fourth straight win. Tip-off against the Wildcats is tomorrow night at 7:15 with broadcast right here on WTAW. On the softball diamond, the number 6 Aggies kick off their season this afternoon against Houston in the Aggie Classic. Senior shortstop Kristen Coya says she's ready to go.
It's so exciting, especially senior year, you know, coming together as a team. It's all about us. That's our mindset this year, is just going out there, taking one pitch at a time, believing in each other, and just having each other's backs.
Kristen and the ladies are fresh off a great campaign last year that saw them reach the World Series in Oklahoma City. Coach Joe Evans says that's the plan again this year.
We return all our starters, and we've got some really good depth on this team. And so, yeah, the goal and expectation is College World Series, and then being realistic, understanding a lot of things can happen along the way, injuries, some bad luck, some tough chances. So it's a matter of us just really staying focused on who we are as a ball club, not trying to do too much. I don't want our senior class to go into it thinking this has to be the greatest year they've ever had, and then they put a lot of pressure on themselves.
The Aggs will look to get off to a hot start this afternoon when they square off against U of H at 3:15 at the Aggie Softball Complex. Broadcast will be on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Only one NBA Lone Star team was making moves in yesterday's trade deadline. It was the Dallas Mavericks, who sent guard Devin Harris to the Denver Nuggets in a three-team deal that gets them Doug McDermott from the New York Knicks. Now, speaking of the Mavs, they fell to the Golden State Warriors last night, 121-103. Tyler Seguin scored twice. Ben Bishop made 37 saves, and the Dallas Stars beat the fading Chicago Blackhawks 4-2 for their fourth straight win.
I felt good out there. Just go out there and try to do your job. The other guys did a good job in front of me. A couple big blocks there. A couple, chances around the net, guys were able to clear it out. So it was a good team effort. The defense definitely was there tonight. And, I definitely went off the one power play goal. I don't know if that's a set play, but not much chance. When he misses a net, it goes right on his forehand. So other than that, we did a good job. And, they got some good players over there to sort of shut him down. And, a good third period there where we had the lead. And it's important to kind of, not give it up and obviously get these 2 points.
That's Bishop after the victory. The Stars improved to 32-19-4 on the year and strengthened their hold on the top wild card in the Western Conference. And by the way, the opening ceremonies this morning in Pyeongchang, and South Korean President Moon Jae-in has declared the 2018 Winter Games open. Okay. So there you go. Oh, wow. We got that going for us, which is nice. Yeah. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Was like he was going to change his mind?
Maybe. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah, we'll wait a day or two, see how it works out.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years. A local bookstore owner for more than 40 years. A fighting Texas Aggie class of 69. Our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-6200.
A new voice, new ideas, and a whole lot of energy are just what the district clerk's office needs to take us into the next generation. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, third generation Brazos County resident, graduate of Bryan High and Texas A&M, 13 years business owner, and years of volunteer service to the community gives me a good foundation to be district clerk. My experience in business management is why you should vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk on March 6.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
About a minute till Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Friday, but I don't know. Depressing news, I'm not sure. News we need to be concerned about.
Thanks.
Well, but both these stories next hour, and it depends on who you are as to which one is more important than the other. One is there's possibly going to be a worldwide shortage of tequila.
Oh, number one.
That's bad. Okay.
Secondly, they're changing Lucky Charms. So that's the cereal. Yeah.
They're going to make other
it's full of marshmallows.
You have to wait until next
hour. I want to know now.
That's it. Weather's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated Malik. Feel the difference. It's going to be better today. 66 our high with a 20% chance of rain, near 59 tonight. Tomorrow we got 70, but there's a 40% chance of showers. 51 right now. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Brian.